when you've got a new idea for your business. As entrepreneurs, we start to think, oh, how am I ever going to make that happen? And the first question you need to ask yourself is, who can I get to help me make that happen?
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. And also thank you to the team at Inventory Planner by Sage. Yes, Jody and Mark, I mean you, for introducing me to this brilliant guest via one of the webinars I was hosting for you earlier this year. In this episode, we're talking fashion again. In the audience survey we did earlier this year, I discovered that 37% of you are in fashion. So we've fast-tracked a few fashion episodes for you, and we're releasing them all this month. Last week, it was Ted Baker and customer retention. Next week, we'll be going luxury with Coggles. But this time, it's all about plus size and wholesaling. Got a fascinating guest who's been involved in fashion for more than two decades, who's been running a plus size e-commerce store for two decades, and who also is very involved in the wholesaling space too. There's loads of great advice and ideas coming up in this one, so please listen to the end so you don't miss out on my guest's top tips, frequently described as the best bit of the show, and my own take on this episode. And now to introduce our special guest. Danielle Malconian is the CEO at Vicky V and Plus by Design. She started Plus by Design as an online fashion store selling to the plus size market in 2001 and took over plus size fashion brand Vicky V in 2008, which wholesales to both Plus by Design and other retailers. Across wholesale and their Shopify store, the combined revenue is now $1.5 million annually. Hello, Danielle.
Hello, Chloe. How are you today?
I'm good. It's lovely to be catching up with you on a subject which we're both passionate about, which the audience will find out about very, very shortly. But before we get into all of that, how did you end up in the world of e-commerce? Because you were in e-commerce super early.
Yes. So I started my retail career pretty much at Nordstrom, which is a U.S. department store. And I fell into managing the plus size clothing department at Nordstrom and discovered this brand that I sell now and own, Vicky V. When I had my second child, I didn't want to live the corporate life anymore. So my brother, who was very into the internet at the time, asked if I wanted to. He said, find something to sell online and I'll help you figure that out. So I thought Vicky V would be great to sell online. Customers all over the world would love to be able to purchase this brand. And so I started my first website on Yahoo, as you mentioned, then bought the brand in 2008.
It was a love for the range Vicky V and the brand Vicky V that led you into the plus size space when you went alone to create Plus by Design. So it was the product that led you to the customer group.
You know, it was Nordstrom that led me to the customer group because they put me in charge of the plus size department. And I realized that I just had it was like a calling in my life. I really enjoyed working with the customers and helping them feel comfortable and confident about what they were wearing. And so I enjoyed that space. And then it was the profitability of the brand at Nordstrom and what it did for my sales that helped me decide that that's what I wanted to take to sell online and start the plus size clothing website.
That is it's quite a hard to replicate research phase, but working at major department store, incorrect department, to learn the P&L of the different brands is a very clever way of getting started.
It was very natural. It all just happened. I followed the path.
Yeah. And let's cover off a little bit about each of those two, Plus by Design and Vicky V, and then we'll get into talking about a bit more about the plus size market. So Plus by Design, now on Shopify. It's based in the US. Do you purely sell to the US or do you sell further afield as well?
I do have customers around the world. Shopify has recently made that easy to sell to people around the world. They collect the taxes and the VAT and all that in advance. So customers know what they're paying. So it's become a lot easier to ship overseas with Shopify.
Cool. And the product, it's purely plus size clothing from a number of brands, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Plus by design. That's why I called it plus by design.
Committing to the niche. Yeah.
I committed. Yes.
Right from the very beginning. And then Vicky V is the brand that you both wholesale and sell via Plus by Design as well. So you're kind of in full control of that one. Tell us a bit about Vicky V.
So Vicky V has been around, like we said in the intro, since 1989, actually. And it's a very classic brand based mostly in an acetate lycra blend fabric that has been called Slinky throughout the years. That's kind of the tech name, you know, the name in the industry for it. And we produce an especially heavy version of that fabric so that on a plus size body, it drapes really well. Like without being a paper sack, you know, it covers nice, it drapes, it shows the curves without accentuating too much. And it's just a perfect fabric for women who are looking to look professional and, you know, maybe a blazer and a slacks or a skirt. And it's it creates a very loyal customer. I mean, these women, I have customers with over 150 orders and have spent thousands and thousands of dollars, and they don't wear much else once they, you know, fall into the brand. So it's just been incredibly loyal. All, you know, at Nordstrom it was loyal, and then when I went online, I have customers that I got back then still.
You've got two very successful businesses. How big's the team that runs them, and what are you choosing to outsource? So what does that side of things look like?
So actual employees is about six people, but I have a huge team of, you know, contractors, apps. I work very closely with the manufacturer, obviously, because we're making the clothing here. The models, a blogger, you know, quite a big team that I depend on, photographer. And I like to bring people into the team that really care about the product, care about the women, and we all kind of share the same mission.
And you mentioned the women there. Which is the kind of the thing I wanted to get to, is the plus size niche, the customer group, the product, it's a very specialized part of fashion. And they're a customer group who, as you said, can be incredibly loyal if they find the right product, can't they?
Yes. I think because it's so difficult to find clothing that you feel comfortable in, that fits properly throughout the day. One thing about Vicky V is that because of the stretch, it can go up and down a few sizes, you know, which plus size women experience a lot. You know, they'll be one size heavier in the, you know, spring, and then they lose weight in the summer, and then they're a little smaller in the fall. So it's a brand that can go up and down with you. So there's just, for many reasons, they've been very loyal.
I should say to the audience, I have experience in plus size as well. Way a long time ago, I was one of the people working on the brand Ann Harvey in the UK, helping them take the journey online. It was a scenario which at the time we were like, yeah, online's brilliant, because a lot of these customers don't like going and fighting their way into physical retail stores and dealing with tiny changing rooms and all that kind of stuff. They love, you know, it was clearly going to be an attractive place for them. But what, probably 15 years on from me working on that, it's turned out to actually be a bit of a problem for the plus size space, hasn't it?
Yeah. What we're noticing and what we hear from our customers is that they appreciate the fact that there's so much choice available online. The major department stores, as well as the stores that used to just carry plus sizes altogether, that, you know, those stores have closed. The major department stores have stopped having large departments. They just transitioned the whole business to online. So you might, you know, be able to find one or two things, but, you know, the ability to find a new brand or to go in and try, or have a shopping experience. Well, you know, we all love to go shopping. You know, sometimes it's a pain, but sometimes you want to go in, you want to feel the fabric, you know, put a few things on, see how it fits. And that experience is really lacking for plus size women, you know, which are good at, you know, almost half of the population.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's kind of crazy that they're so underserved, given that it is a segment of the fashion industry that is growing in terms of numbers of people. They've got money to spend. It's an attractive segment that is underserved. And it's kind of crazy how badly it's being served, both in physical and in online retail, generally speaking.
Right. And it is understandable, I have to say, because you don't want to say, oh, we have plus size clothing, and then a customer walks in and they're disappointed with your selection. So it's almost easier for a boutique owner to say, you know what, I'm just not going to deal with it. And that's kind of the trend that's happened. But I guess what I'm trying to, you know, talk to boutique owners is to say, let's curate a really smart capsule style collection that you can, you know, use to bring in plus size customers in your area. So it's more about educating boutique owners to sell all sizes, because it's almost impossible to have a plus size store at this point. It's just always been a really hard thing to do, to have enough traffic.
Do you think that the solution to plus size, or the best way of creating plus size products, is to design specific plus size ranges rather than going, this is going to fit an incredibly thin person, we'll just extrapolate the numbers up as we go through the sizing? Because you see brands doing that and you're going, this is clearly a car crash, in my opinion, a car crash waiting to happen. Is it feasible to do from a size zero to a size however high you go? Or does it make more sense to have separate ranges that accentuate the right bits of the bodies of the people wearing it?
I know exactly what you mean. And I've seen many brands through the years that just try to scale up from the size large up to the 1X or the 2X. The sleeves become really long. The fit is quite terrible. So you do have to really think about a plus size body when you're creating a plus size clothing line, because they don't get taller. And that's one of the misconceptions when they try to scale up, without really thinking about it. And the best thing to do, honestly, is to get a plus size fit model, or two or three, you know, if you're really going to invest in a plus size brand, or plus size part of your brand, is to invest in that fit modeling, because that's the only way that you can really see how the sizes change. It's just not as simple as scaling up.
Well, and as you were saying earlier, with the, you know, the material that you're making, the slinky material you make everything out of at Vicky V, it's a great material for that body type. So you've also got to think about what materials you're making. I know I've been a standby, I suppose, to at least one question where a brand were going, but we use twice as much fabric in that size, but we're selling it for the same price, which is the other problem of range extrapolation, is that the materials are not necessarily fit for purpose or work in the pricing model.
That is true. And it's not only that, but, you know, technically speaking, when you're laying the patterns down on the cutting table, the plus size patterns take up so much of the cutting table that you have quite a bit of waste of fabric along the side, where the, you know, say a skirt pattern is going to take 2/3 to 3/4 of the cutting table. So there's nothing else to put in that other bit of fabric. So there's quite a bit of waste, unfortunately, when you're cutting. Let's say, for instance, you're making a jacket. You can put a back seam down the back of the jacket, but it doesn't look very nice. So you have to have the full back to lay down on the cutting table. And that's when you do get that loss of fabric.
So anyone listening who's thinking about, or who's currently running a plus size brand and looking for some insights, because you've been doing this for more than 20 years now, Danielle, what's working in the space at the moment? What would your advice be for them? I realize that's a huge question.
Yeah. I guess making sure that the fit is right. If you're considering going into the plus sizes, fit is so incredibly important, almost more important than in straight sizes. It's hard to describe, but if something doesn't fit right, the returns can be really horrendous. So one of the reasons I've stayed in knits my whole career online is because there's just so much more give. I don't sell size 12, 14, 16, 18. I sell 0X, 1X, 2X, 3X, 4X. And so that gives a lot more give, whether the clothing is going to fit or not. You know, if you're trying to sell plus size jeans is a really interesting place where that really needs to be an in-person shopping experience, because, as you know, everyone can relate to trying to find a pair of jeans that fits. And in plus sizes, it's even more difficult because women hold their weight in different places. You know, maybe they're heavy in the stomach, maybe they're heavy in the hips or the thighs or the calves. And it's really hard to make that product work out perfectly. So that's why you really don't see very much of that product in the plus size market.
You mentioned earlier that you have a blogger on your staff, and it's still quite unusual to see an e-commerce store having a blog front and center, but it is front and center right there on the homepage of Plus by Design. Is that because your customers are, because they're so much more loyal? Is that why it works? Is it because they want the advice of how to make themselves look better? What do you think makes it a useful thing for you to be investing in?
You know, it started out as something to email about, to be honest with you. So it kind of started innocently enough, but the blogger that I found does give really fantastic advice. She has a great sense of humor. And so as she became more and more interesting to our customers, it just kind of grew. And then, you know, we realized that it was amazing SEO for the e-commerce site to have new, really deep information on the website every week. So, and she also runs our Facebook. We have a Facebook group called We Love Vicky V. And so she moderates that group and she puts questions in every day. So she's kind of become a mini celebrity in the Vicky V world.
I was going to ask you actually as well, you mentioned about them being a very loyal customer base, with some having placed over 150 orders and spending thousands of dollars. You know, often we think in e-commerce, in any business, about, right, that bit's working, so I'll go and work on a bit that doesn't work. But you've got loyal customers and you've got the Facebook group. You're creating content for them via the blog. There's a VIP scheme on the website. So from your perspective, is it that you try and do as much as you can to build on that natural loyalty to monetize it, for want of a better word? Is that an important part for you, or is it just one of the many marketing things you're doing?
No, I tend to take it for granted sometimes, which is why it's funny, the VIP program you mentioned, which is powered by smile.io. I just recently started that. And funny enough, the loyalty came so naturally that I sort of took it for granted. And then at the end of last year, I thought, you know, that's so silly. I should be rewarding these customers for being so loyal. And they were so pleased when I finally did that. But because I've always taken the loyalty for granted, because it's come so easy, we focus a lot on trying to find new customers. And that gets more and more difficult online, as we've talked about before, which is why we've made a really big push back into wholesale to try and find some new Vicky V loyalists.
And on that wholesale front, there's a huge numbers of our audience are currently looking to go wholesale, to start selling wholesale. In the fashion space, it's very different from if you're selling homewares and so forth. So do you find it's more of kind of like an outbound strategy? Is it about being at the right trade shows? Is it about just solid, hard networking until you find the right people? What sort of things do you do to try and grow that wholesale piece?
Right now, solid, hard networking until you find the right people. We've done a few shows on our own and realizing that you're going to spend all this money, you're going to show up at the show, at the wholesale show, but you don't have any customers. And you realize you come to these shows that the busy booths are ones with experienced salespeople that have appointments. And that is so key. So we kind of switched our focus to finding these experienced salespeople that already have relationships with stores, that then you invest in the show, the salesperson has these relationships, makes appointments, and the whole thing is more successful.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are. It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Danielle, you've given us so much awesome advice as well. Are you ready for the top tips?
I'm ready for the tips.
Cool. Okay. The book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I'm going to recommend Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. I even say that to myself constantly. And the basic concept is when you've got a new idea for your business, as entrepreneurs, we start to think, oh, how am I ever going to make that happen? And the first question you need to ask yourself is, who can I get to help me make that happen? Because it takes people.
That is something I need to be hit around the head with on a very regular basis.
Well, good. You can make that your next selection.
So the traffic top tip, which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Email marketing is our number one, absolutely number one way to communicate to our customers. It gives us about half of our sales, just, you know, keeping in touch with people. I have a thing, I email every single day. And just find something different to say. We're not sending the same email, of course, but we really concentrate on reaching out, because you got to scream loud to get into the inbox and follow the rules, of course, but it's very important. We use Klaviyo. I'll give them a shout out.
Brilliant. Thank you. And I love that. Sometimes you have to really push a channel and then you see the results when you're seeing that 50% of sales coming back in via it. It pays off. Okay. The tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
You know, I'm going to go with the tool that introduced us together, Chloe, is Inventory Planner. It's an amazing tool that I use every single day. You can use it for wholesale or retail, and really helps you buy your inventory, plan what you're going to buy or manufacture, and gives you some really great KPIs on the back end.
Inventory Plan is well worth a mention because it's so good, but also because, yes, it was the thing that brought us together with one of their webinars. So very cool to mention that one. And then the carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
Well, what we do at Plus by Design is we sell clothing that doesn't get thrown into a landfill. Vicky V is passed down literally once, you know, a customer's done with it, they can sell it on eBay. They give it away to relatives. Our clothing lasts for 15, 20 years. So I'm really proud to say that we don't sell anything that only lasts for a season and has to get thrown away.
I love that. Such that what happens post-purchase is such a huge problem in the fashion industry at the moment. So yeah, to have a thriving secondhand market on eBay or somewhere else is such a good thing. So I love that piece of advice. But of course, it requires making the right product in the first place.
Correct.
Yeah. Danielle, before we say goodbye or disappear off on that tangent, would you like to let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Yes. If you are interested in learning more about Vicky V, you can just simply go to vickyv.com. There is information and contact, and we'd love to hear from you. If you happen to be a plus-size woman looking for our brand, you can visit us at plusbydesign.com.
And that Vicky V site, that's all for the wholesalers, isn't it? So if they hear our discussion earlier and they're like, yes, our boutique needs some plus-size, needs a lovely capsule plus-size piece, that's where they should head to, is the Vicky V website.
Exactly. A lot of customers find us there, just because if you search Vicky V on Google, that site comes up. But we definitely recommend that to the wholesalers.
Brilliant. Well, Danielle, thank you so much for coming on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. It has been brilliant getting to just chat with you and ignore all the other panelists because they're not even here. So thanks so much for coming and doing this.
Thank you so much for having me, Chloe. You are a master at your craft. I really appreciate it.
So great to be able to talk about the plus size space, the plus size segment of the market, because we continue to underserve it, but to serve it, as we were discussing, it requires getting so many things right, the right materials, the right designs, getting the P&L, you know, the profit of calculations right on the products, because there's more waste in the cutting process. You're probably going to be buying heavier fabrics, different fabrics, more, literally more material, different designs, as Danielle was saying, you clearly it's going to pay off to have actual plus size models helping you fit things in that design stage too. So lots to think about there. Also really fascinating that there's a lack of plus size on the high street in physical retail at the moment. So there's certainly an opportunity there for your boutiques, etc., to expand into that. Why not take a look at Vicky V if you want to do it? You can get your hands on all our notes from this episode, including those top tips and links to the things we were talking about, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast or use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the correct episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list. Go on, do it. We won't email you every single day, but we will send you a fair few emails. But that's so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. If you like this episode, then make sure you check out episode 489, which is the one immediately before this one, which is again about fashion. And it's about CRM retention and fashion sales at Ted Baker. And it really builds on this episode. To find that and all our fashion episodes, go to ecmp.info/fashion. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.